Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
Joining us now on the line, we have Lauren Seif, who's a medical responder at the Magen David Adom, Israel's emergency services. Lawrence, good afternoon to you, and thank you for joining us on the Afternoon Overdrive.
Thank you for having me. How are you?
All good, Lawrence, and trust you're keeping well. And thanks once again for taking the time to look into what extent this war, how it has rather affected the decrease in the availability of blood and how the Pesach holidays are affecting blood donations. So, Lawrence, if I can throw the question out to you, what is the precise situation right now? What are you observing?
Well, since the 7th of October, we've been keeping blood stocks at maximum levels, but because the need has dropped a little bit, and we've stopped keeping it at maximum levels, and now because of the Pesach holiday and because of the Shabbatot in the middle of the week, blood stocks are low, and we also have to prepare for something imminent that might happen in Rafah or up north. So we're under a lot of pressure at the moment to get the blood stocks back up to maximum level.
Okay, so what plans do you have regarding the emergency services being deployed throughout the country to at least entice people to come on board to donate blood?
Well, the health ministry, the labor laws, and the Magen David organization itself have authorized that we work on Shabbatot as well. So we're going to be working from the second Passover holiday and on the Shabbat after that. And that includes secular and religious folk. So that is a telltale sign that blood stocks are low and everyone has been dispatched to to collect blood on even on Shabbat.
Okay. Lawrence, just out of curiosity, is there any sign that there's a reluctance to donate blood at this point in time?
I don't think there's a reluctance. I think that people are a bit fatigued from the constant call to be on alert and come and donate blood. And now that it's holiday time, people are trying to take off and to be with family and prefer to be at home.
Right.
Also, it's incredibly hot in Israel at the moment. We're in the middle of the country, we're in like 40 degrees. And donating blood can make one feel a little bit, you know, weak and dehydrated. So I wouldn't say people are reluctant. They'd like to, but, you know, extenuating circumstances are kind of preventing them, and they prefer to rather be with families and at home. So it's a constant struggle throughout the year, even in peaceful times, and so much more so during times when there's security problems.
Lawrence, is there also an endeavor, besides appealing to people locally, to ask for donors abroad? Is that possible?
No, that's not possible.
Okay.
To transport blood between countries is incredibly complex, and only in very, very rare cases for very, very rare blood types do we do that. The health ministry laws differ in different countries, and the way that the blood has to be transported and temperature control and the checks of the blood and so on. So that does not happen. It's only with the very, very rare blood types, of which there are about 32 or 36, and like one in 100 or 50,000 to 100,000 people have those very rare blood types that are not AB or O. And then there are, with certain countries under certain circumstances, blood is transported between countries, but that the general ABO blood doesn't get exchange between countries.
Okay, so Lawrence, as I understand it, I mean, despite the restrictions, as you've mentioned, pending the type of blood, that can still be donated from abroad. Did I understand you correctly? Pending the blood types.
We cannot. No, we don't.
Oh, okay.
The only time that blood is transported between countries is very, very rare blood, and under very strict rules and regulations. So blood it does not move from country to country, definitely not.
Okay,
it might in Europe, but in Israel it doesn't work like that.
Okay, I just wanted to clear that up in case I got any questions from our listeners. I just wanted to be absolutely clear on that, Lawrence. So any final message you want to send out there to motivate blood donation and contact details, of course? Listeners would be interested to know that.
I'd like to do it the opposite way around and not encourage people to come and donate blood, because we don't have a need for it. But until we get there and our hostages are freed, we do need blood. And so it's really a gift of life to give blood, especially in the current situation. I'd like to be in the opposite situation, but that's not the circumstances at the moment.
Okay, so right now there's no need for contact either. Just when necessary, you'll put the message out there.
Yes, absolutely.
Okay, Lawrence, so we'll leave it at that. Lawrence, thanks so much for that update as to blood donations at this point in time. Lawrence Seif, medical responder at the Magen David Adom, Israel's emergency services.